how to tackle obstacles in life, which is very nageya to a big yisod that may come out of Parsha Shlach Lecha I was thinking about. And that is that what was the big taina on Moshe Rabbeinu? Shlach Lecha, Kodesh Baruch Hu, didn't let. You see that there isn't anyone to send miraglim. Yeshua sent miraglim. But the vote is, the title of the vote is Eretz Canaan. Eretz Canaan, the land of Canaan. Eretz Canaan means, Canaan is the Lashon of Hachno. Canaan is the Lashon of Hachno, to be Machnia. Eretz Canaan is to be Machnia Arzias. Eretz Canaan, it's the Hachno of the Arzias. That's what Eretz Canaan means. And the emphasis is that there's two ways of being Machnia Arzias. There's two ways, to make it simple, there's two ways of fighting an enemy. Two ways of being machnia your enemy. You have 100,000 soldiers coming out to you to wage war with you. How are you machnia them? So the other army that's smart, they'll find out who's the commander and who's the guy in charge and who understands war and who's pressing the giving the orders. They'll go and they'll pick him out, they'll kill him, whatever, and then the rest is all gone. Alright, and then the rest of them don't even have to press the trigger. Or you just go fight. Fire bow and arrows, you try to fire 100,000 arrows and you kill the enemy. Two ways of being machnia. That's all nishtalshum in honor of Ruchnis. We are fighting the whole time with Arzias. We are fighting with Gashmis. Now, there's two ways of being machnia the Gashmis, two ways of being machnia the Arzias. Either by fighting the Yitzhar and smashing him and the whole time fighting him and taking him out and thinking about him and going up to him and I still won't do it. That's one way of doing it. That's the messier way and the less effective of the two. The deeper way of fighting Arzias, or Bimachnia Arzias, better said, is without a fight. Pshat is a person has to know that every Dava Gashmi by itself, there's nothing to fight there. Every Dava Gashmi has got a Toichan Aruchni. And if you manage to take out the Toichan Aruchni, then the whole thing collapses, and Arzias doesn't have anything. And that's based on the vote, on the second vote, second pasuk of Bereishis. First, you saw that the Torah teaches us that you have to know that the Arzias looks very scary, looks big, it looks overwhelming. So the Torah, I'm telling you, the whole Arzias in the world is garnished with nisht. It's got a Torah and haruchni. There's a nitzaitz and a kedusha, whatever name you want to give them. There's a Torah and haruchni that's inside it, and if you manage to extract that, to take that out, the Arzias is nothing. The Arzias is toyu v'avoyu l'choyshech v'alpnei Yisrael. The person's got to always look for the toychan and ruchni in everything, for the nitzitz of everything, or for the tachlis, for the te'elis, whatever. Don't go head-on collision with the Arzias. Don't go head-on collision with the Yitzhahoras. Don't go head-on collision with Nisyonis. The person's got to realize, think, what's it doing, where's it coming from, how can I make something good out of it, it must have a te'elis, it must have a tachlis. And then when you extract that, then the rest doesn't exist anymore. That's the emes. That's the Torah way of being machnia Arzias. Eretz Canaan is the Oretz. The Eretz Canaan is the Hachno of the Arzias. The rest of the world, the Arzias is very strong. It belongs to the Shalosh Klum. It belongs to the Goyim. Eretz Yisrael is the country belongs to the Yidden. And the void of the Yid, Bechlal in the world, is to be machnia Arzias. So that's why it's called Eretz Canaan, to be machnia the Arzias. It goes deeper. I mean, this is just the emes. What's the Vora? If you take out the Vora, is that what is the Oretz Be'etzah? If it's only nothing, so what is it? It's Toi V'voi V'choishas. What is it? What purpose? The answer is the whole Oretz is only a Choifef. It's a covering, it's a Mastir of the Toichan Aruchnis going on inside. Everything in the world is full of Ruchnis. We'll soon get to the Midbar. Shabtas in the Midbar, is living a life without the outer shell. Every food has Mon inside it, which is the Toichan Aruchni. And in the Midbar, all you had was the Mon itself. So living a life without the whole, without the arises, without the coating, without the clipper around it, without the psoilus. But the Maisa, all the clipper is a choifef, it's a master. As soon as you megala the Pnim, so it's not master anymore. If it's not master anymore, that's its bitl. It's only a master because when it's master. If you are megala the Pnim of every Dava Gashmi, so the chutz, the chitzan, was just a master. Once you megala the pnim, then the master's bottle of butler, it's not there anymore, because it can't be master if you found it. That's the whole yisod of Mrs. Brismina. The mitzvah of Bris Mila is a mitzvah that they take off the Arla to be Megala the Ois Bris Kodesh. To be Megala the Ois Bris Kodesh. What do you do with the Arla? You bury it, whatever, you throw it away. The Arla doesn't serve a purpose. The whole purpose of the Arla is that it's a chayfev, it's a master, it comes over the Ois Bris Kodesh. The mitzvah is, once you Megala the Ois Bris Kodesh, the Arla's got no, the Arla doesn't serve a purpose, because it was only master before you were Megala, but once you Megala, it's not master anymore. So that's its bittul. You megala the pnim of every toichen ruchni. That's the bittul of the artsis. That's the bittul of the master, because the artsis is just must you understand. Yeah, it's a, so that's why the moshul. And you see that the whole artsis shol was given b'schus, given to Avraham Avinu b'schus mitzvah mila. Right? It's given to him b'schus mitzvah mila, because mitzvah mila uncovers and it's megala the toichen pnim, and then the artsis goes to waste. That's how you machnia. That's how you machnia artsis shol. That's how you machnia the artsis. That's how you machni the artsis. We know that the kedushas hayisoid, person is shomei habris. The pshat is because he's masik that every nesoyin that comes his way is only a master of something. There's a toichen ruchni. There's a purpose in his nesoyin, in his gashmi, whatever it is. There's a toichen ruchni. And when you megala the toichen ruchni, then the master doesn't serve a purpose. Vezuhi bitula. So that's why Mila was given to Avraham. Etzra was given to Avraham Avinu b'schus mitzvah Mila. So therefore, you see a pelti kazach. You see when Avraham Avinu went the first time into Etzra, the pasuk says, "Vayava Avraham pashas lech lecha." The pasuk says, "Vayava Avraham ba'oretz." And what does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Nichnas latoicha." He went into the Eretz Yisrael. So the Chacham says, it should have said, "Vayava Avraham la'oretz." Whatever it says, "ba'oretz." Ba'oretz means nichnas latoicha. What does it mean, Avraham Avinu nichnas latoicha? He didn't take a spade and make tunnels. He didn't walk in tunnels. What he means is that Avraham Avinu was masik. He was given mitzvahs. Avraham Avinu was masik. That the nechnas l'toicha means you got to go into the toicha neruchni. You got to go, and once you go into the toicha neruchni, it was called Eretz Kanan. Once you go into the, he went l'toicha. That's how he was machnia. That's how he was machnia the Kanan. That's how he was machnia the artsis. Rashi Taka says over there that he was koyvish v'oilech. As he was going, he was koyvish v'oilech. Rashi says he was conquering as he was going along. I don't know. I mean, Yesh Loima, you can say that. The Pshat is, well, I don't know if he was Koyvish, but Poyal with Mechamas Mamish. There's no Zeche of that. There is a Mechamah of these Melachim connected. These Melachim. Avraham Avinu. Mechamah means that Avraham Avinu, wherever he went into the Teuch and Aruch. By going into the Teuch and Aruch, that's how he was Machmir, that's how he conquered the rest of Eretz Yisrael. There's no Mechamah anymore. There's no Mechamah. Once you Megala the Teuch and Apanim, there's no Mechamah anymore. The rest just collapses. Yava Avram Ba'aretz Ad Makoim Shchem, says the Pasuk. Ad Makoim Shchem. Shchem is the Makom of Yosef Atzadik. Yosef was given Shchem. Shchem corresponds to the mitzvah of Bris Mila. What did Shimon and Levi do before they wiped out the city of Shchem? What did they do? They told them all to marl themselves. And when they got very shvach, then they went to kill them. What's the oimik? The oimik is what we're saying. Ra'imik is that the mitzvah mila is megala, to megala the plim. Once you megala the plim, the rest is an orla, it's nothing. You can take it, you throw it away. Shchem, they were megala that in Shchem. By making Shchem Abrus Mila means they were megala the plim. Once you megala the plim, there's nothing to fight. You're going to shoot the orla, you're going to hard melchom against the orla. Once you megala the toichan apnim, so then there's no melchom anymore. You just go and you kill it, you just go and you throw it away. There's no melchom over there, kibbutz. They massacred the city. There was nothing left of the city. They massacred the city because shvachen them up ali de mila, which boimik means that they were megala the toichan apnim. The emes is that it goes even further. The emes is that we know that the whole tachlis of dina being taken by Shechem. So maybe it says there that in Shechem there was a lot of Helgen Neshamas that was stuck in Shechem. Rachavas, Pasuk says that Shechem is Rachavas Yadayim. Rachavas says that Arizal is Rosh Hatevis, Rav Chanina ben Tzradi, and there was Neshamas of Tanoim that was stuck in Shechem. There was a Mordek Toichen Aruchni in Shechem. Mordek Toichen Aruchni. And Mitzvah Bris Mila is Megala the Kedushas Apnim. It's Megala the Kedushas Apnim, and then it just does away with the whole Artsis. I'm going to now the Arvei Nachal writes. The Sefer Arvei Nachal and Tamid Vashem, the Arvei Nachal writes all arichas. Sometimes there's netzoitzin that you can only extract by one marrying the other, the dina, to marry another. The whole avoda there was to bring out the pnim. That's why it was Shechem, that's why it's a mokum of Mila. And that's why Avraham Avinu is being Magala. And therefore, Vayava Avraham Baritz Ad Mokhem Shechem. Nechnas LaToich. If you go to Toich, then you must meet Shechem. Because Shechem has this Toich, Shechem has this Pnimius, that you're Magala. And once you're Magala, then the Melcham is over. Then the Melcham is over already. The Schus of Klal Yisrael to come out of Mitzrayim, Vachachin Yitz, Berchush Godl. Chazal say Berchush Godl means they came out with all the Netzoy, the Toich and Apinde. The Gemara says, as the Moshe Mitzrayim is kavetzudash ein lo dogim. It's like they emptied Mitzrayim out of all the kedusha. They emptied Mitzrayim out of all the kedusha. So the schar of that they emptied Mitzrayim out of all the kedusha is that there was oichah to be in the midbar without any artsis. There was no artsis then in the midbar. So everything was begoli. The mon was just an example of how everything was begoli. It's like a kadosh baruch hu strips the world of its artsis, and what do you see inside? That's what they saw in the midbar. That was the life in the midbar. Life in the midbar was stripped off of all the artsies. There was no artsies, and that's why I remember there was no real nechamas over there. The onan used to go, and the finish everything was. And there's the toich and apinimi, and then everything. Ha'ibin sayah ha'orim kum Hashem v'yefutzo yivecha v'inusum asenecha. There's no nechamas over there. Everybody's just fleeing. Everybody just when you're in this gala, the toich and apinimi, there's no mokum for any chatzoynis. There's no mokum for any klippers. And this is the emes to go. This is the shalom to go away of being machnia the klipper without having to go through mechamos.
Shechem is mokum of Yosef.
Shechem mokum of Yosef, that's right. Which is good to say so, no?
Well, because he's attacking Makar Kedusha.
He's Makar Kedusha Abris. There's much more to Shechem. I don't want to get stuck in Shechem. Shechem is Rosh HaTev, is Shem Kavoid Nochuzoy, as the Torah Shalom says. And the emistic of Malchus Shemaim is Malchus of Akoil Mashal, to be Megala, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Nechir Hu, and everything. So Shechem is Shem Kavoid Malchus, that's the biggest Kavoid Malchus Shemaim, when you Megala, the Pnim and everything, that everything has got a hidden story, an inside story to it, that's the greatest deal of Kavoid. That's Shechem, let's go past Shechem. And so Mela, therefore, what we're saying just now, so Mela, that's the sort, for example, on Shabbos, we know there's a melacha called Boire. Shabbos is a man of Shalom. It's a melacha called Boire. Boire, psoilis v'techa urchel is also. Urchel v'techa psoilis is muta. Why? What's the difference if I take this from that from this? The result is the same. The food is here and the psoilis is over there. So what's the difference if I take it from psoilis? It's going to be somach asunah miyad. I'm not talking about the nidig halachas. I'm talking about the musuk. Urchel v'techa psoilis miyad biyad, whatever, it's muta. Psoilus the Chochel is Chil Shabbos Deiraisa, Chiv Skida. What's the vote? The vote is Shabbos is a man of Tikkun. In Tikkun, you're not Messiachas to the Psoilus. You're not Messiachas to the Psoilus. Once you go straight to the Oichel, you're not Messiachas to the Psoilus. You don't have to fight the Psoilus. If you take the Psoilus, but you're making the Psoilus into a man Dalma, then you're fighting the Psoilus. That's the physical way of fighting. And that's the Gashmistic way. The Ruchnistic way of fighting is there's. To understand that the klipa is only choifev, it's covering over the food. So go to the oichel, take the oichel out. Maybe the klipa, you know, misyachas to it. Gruff your eye, maybe other halachas where you take the klipa off the table. But maybe it's not a mandoma. The way to do things is that the go, it goes straight to the bar, it goes straight inside. When you go straight inside, then you find the oichel. And maybe the psoilus is not things. On Shabbos, which is a man of tikkun, Shabbos is not a man of mechama. Shabbos is not as man of Mechamah. We know that the whole musag of Shabbos, the whole musag of Macholim of Shabbos is that the Kedusha is in the Etzem Macholim of Shabbos. In other words, there's no birur that takes place on Shabbos. Shabbos is a man of Tikkun. Shabbos, we look at the Pnim. Shabbos is a time of Pnim. When you look at the Pnim, so then the Psoilus, we're not Messiachas to Bechal. You're not Messiachas to Psoilus, you realize the Psoilus is, once you realize that the Psoilus is a Psoilus, it's chaff. So no Messiah. As soon as you Messiah to it, you're making it into Mandoma, so then you're colliding with it.
It's Mamma Shmur, like I don't know if this is a good tushtel, but I think from what I learned that there's a loch by chametz that a crumb on the floor is XM, you don't have to be mavatal, it's garnish, it's very mavatal me'ilav. You step in it. But if it falls into your food and then you eat it, it's achshrei.
Very good.
So shot is your once your misyachis or something.
It becomes a double choshev. Very, very nice. Very, very good. Psh. All the nitzotz in the reinu are coming out. Very, very good. Very good. Shkoyach. Emes lamitoy. That's why Orchem Techa Psoilus. Shabbos, you got to do things the normal way. Shabbos, the Shabbos is not as much milchama. You know that Moshe lechem is milchama milchama for that reason. Lechem is milchama milchama because achila. What's your tzugan? What's your approach to food? So pshat is that a person who makes a bracha properly on food. Bechlal, I'm talking about regular avodas achila. A person makes a proper bracha on the food. He says it to vatoyer at the table. So then he's moitzi the kedusha from the food. Once he's moitzi the mala the kedusha from the food, so then lechem is lechem milchama. So when you're going to eat, you're doing milchama. We said there's two ways of milchama. You want to be machnia. Every machom, you want to be machnia the enemy. So whenever you wash, you're going to eat bread. You're going to eat bread. It's lechem. Lechem is lechem machom. You want to machnia the enemy. So if you say brachas, you might see that for the pnim. So that's how you machnia the gashmias. Maybe it becomes a ruchnis the kesuda. If you're not, so then you're fighting with the pnim. Then you're fighting a machom, and you probably lose the machom as well. Kohen Shalom gives us the easy way. Find the pnim. That's the pasuk. The pasuk says in Devarim, "Lo yalechem avade yichi adam." Kol moitzah pi Hashem yichi adam. So it's not the lechem avade. It's the moitzah pi Hashem. It's the mom that's inside the food. The mom that's inside the food. Whenever you're dealing with a world of pnimius, so you go straight to the pnimius. Could be there's a remez to this. The pasuk that says, "Eretz asher lo bemiskeinus toichal bo lechem, achalta v'savata v'irachtas Hashem lekecha." Miskeinus means a milosha misken, poor. It could be miskeinus also means milosha nasakana. Eretz, hashalebe miskeinus tevich bolecha. Why? Because v'chalta v'savata v'irachta. You make proper brachas, you eat v'yista aftazayin, and then it's a milchama without a sakana. It's a milchama without a sakana.
Wow.
You machnia the enemy, you know, you machnia, you take out the pinim, you don't even have to have dambi at nine. You don't even have to dirty your hands, b'chalal fighting. It's a milchama without a sakana. That's the way it was. When Yeshua was Kovish Eretz Yisrael, Mechemes Mitzvah, there's no casualties unless there's a story with I and this the Acham took from the Shalom. If you do it properly, do it the way the Rav Shalom tells you to do, then in the wars it's a hachna. The wall falls down, you circle the wall, it's a hachna, it's a helika hachna, that's the gisha. When a person sits to eat at a meal, he has to realize that every milchama he does, let's do it easy, let's do it the clean way. Let's make a bracha b'machnia, take out the toich and apnim, and the rest of the building collapses. That's the avodah sachila, that's always the avodah of all milchama, avodah of everything. Coming from the midbar, where they lived 40 years, oh, they weren't yet 40 years, okay, that's a good one. Coming from being in the midbar, now it comes to being in Eretz Yisrael. So Pshat is the coming to a Mokum where there is an Aretz, there is an Aretz Yis. But you're coming from the midway, you're coming from a Mokum where you see so clearly that everything's a Teuchen Apnim. In other words, it's like if I see the food in here, and somebody comes and puts the chaff on afterwards, so I don't have a big Mokum over here, I know what's inside. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu first would show us all the Teuchen Apnim, and then it put an Aretz coating over it, we wouldn't have a major Nisoyim, would we? The fault is that we only see the Arties, that's our problem. Here in the Midbar, it's not true. Here in the Midbar, they were living in a Midbar, they were eating man. Coming into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem Shem, I'm going to put an apple around the man. I'm going to put a piece of fish, I'm going to put a piece of, I'm going to put cake, dough around, chocolate cake around the man. So l'chayra, it's coming into Eretz
Yisrael.
Oh, so l'chayra, coming into Eretz Yisrael, the musig were coming into Eretz Yisrael, is a musig or pashat being machnia Eretz Yisrael. Don't get involved in the psalas b'chal. You've seen the oichel straight away. Don't get involved in the psalas of Eretz Yisrael. Get involved seeing that there's a toichen apnimi, there's a nitzoytzen of kedusha and everything. And if you go into Eretz Yisrael like that, so then you've got no milchomas. There's nothing. You machnia the enemy. You take out the ruchnis from the enemy, and the whole thing collapses. Chet of the Meraglim was that Moshe Rabbeinu told them to look around Machnim and Mitzorim, fortified city, not fortified city. Why are you getting involved in that? Why are you getting involved in physical milchamas? You're going into Eretz Yisrael, to Eretz Kanan, to be machnia. You know how to be machnia. So you're coming from the midway, you know how to be machnia. It's a pelvic diuk, and the pasuk says Aluza Banegev, and the pasuk says Aluza Banegev. Rashi says there. He showed them the psalas of Eretz Yisrael first. That's the problem. Psalas mitoch oichel. First, the Rashi says kederach atagor, and he first shows the psalas. Rashi says anluz benegev. First, he showed the psalas, and then he showed the better thing. Psalas mitoch oichel. Shabbos is supposed to do oichel mitoch psalas. Going into Eretz Yisrael, it has to be in a Shabbos to go in a menucha to go from. Eretz Yisrael is called reaching a menucha v'la nachlo. Menucha v'la nachlo is. is not referring to Psyllus. Who's Messiahus to the Psyllus? Who's Messiahus to these big grapes? Who's Messiahus to the big people? That's all the Psyllus. Who goes into Psyllus? The whole pagam of the Meraglim was that they were looking in to go and fight. And then they got scared. If you want to dafke fight the Yitzhar, he'll probably win. If you want to mamish fight him, take war tactics on the Yitzhar. That's the whole vote. The Gemara says in Pogabo Menuvel Zeh, the Yitzhar bumps into you, Moshcheu Le Besamedrish, Lebne, Im Evin Hu Nimuach. The whole Yisod is, even if he's a stone, he'll disintegrate. So you're not fighting him. When you're Megalev, after Sashem and Kechab, Chol Levavchum, Shnei Tzrechab, Yitz Toiv, Yitz Ahor, when you're Megalev, that the Teuchen of the Yitz Ahor is just to get you, is Ruchni, is to make you Shteig, whatever, you're going to take him into the Besamedrish. He's Nimuach. Nimuach means he disintegrates. This big, strong, tough Yitzhahara, suddenly is not there anymore. That's the way to Machnia the Yitzhahara. That's the way to Machnia Yitzhahara. Do it in a Ruchnistic way. In the Torah, the way. I even say Ahorain. But you're doing it. You want to Milchama tactics? You want to become commandos? If you become commandos, is the Knani, Mechlais, the Chiti, the Moram better commandos than you are. This is a whole Yisod. And this is a very, very big Yisod because it says over here, the end of the parasha with Amalek here. It says a Rashi over there. Why does it say Amalek? It says there, who came out first? Esav or Yaakov? So there's all Rashi, Kilo. Esav came out first. Why? Because the clipper is Kodma the Pri. Yaakov is the Pri, and Esav is the clipper. The Kabbalim say that the Esav is like the Orla. So Amalek is the clipper. Amalek is the clipper. So Amalek is a Shekocha, a Shekeri, the Poygam, Klal Yisrael, Kodesh, the Riz. Amalek is the Bechina of when you hang on to the clipper, then Amalek comes. When you want clipper, when you don't go into the Teichon HaPnim, when you go into the Chatzonius, you go into clipper, then you get to Amalek. It says over here, Amalek, there, straight away. Amalek, Yeshua, it's a Negev. Straight after this. They came back, by Yeshua Mitur Oretz, and they came, and they complained, it's too strong, Efes Ki Aza Om. Amalek, Yeshua, Beretz, a Negev. Straight away started with Amalek. And where's Amalek? Amalek Yesh Beretz HaNegev. Where did it say Negev before in the parasha? Aluza Banegev. What did Rashi say in Aluza Banegev? Psoilus. Amalek's the Psoilus. Esav came out first. He's the Psoilus, he's the clipper, Shekodma Napri. So they came back and they said, we're looking at it as a commando tactics. We're looking at the outside, we're looking at the proper fight. If you look at the proper fight, then they said Amalek Yeshiv. Okay, then we're scared. Then Amalek's a shtick clipper, he's a shtick psoilus. And it's hard to fight him. So what did they answer? What did Yeshua and Kolev tell everybody? Yeshua and Kolev said everybody, what are you so scared about? Ach Hashem al Timroy, Divatim al Tiru, ki lachmeinu him. Rashi says, lachmeinu him, no echlim kelechem, we'll eat them like bread. According to what we're saying, it's very good. Lechem is the lashon michoma. How do you fight them? The same pasuk. Kilachmeinu him. Next words, not just the same pasuk. Kilachmeinu him. Saw tzilo me'aleim. Tzil is a shade. So Sema says there that Pshat is the Yetzirah. When he bets him, he's just a shadow. He's nothing. You see a shadow, you're going to take a cannon and you're going to fire it at a shadow. A shadow is nothing. A shadow looks like it's big, but it's really nothing. Which is be'etzim. That's the right way of doing it. If we go into Etzirah, the Ruch needs to go away. Then the whole big enemy is only a shadow. He's nothing. Lachmeinu him. We can have him just like we eat. Just like you have a lechem. Lechem is a nashem chama and you machnia through lechem the kedusha. So too, saw tzilam alem. This is the shakar atari. What type of chama are you leading over here? Amalek Yeshua Be'etz HaNegev. Moshe Rabbeinu told him to go first to Negev. Luzah
B'Negev. What? To give them
That was the pegat. Kilo, that was the pegam. I mean, the kilo, the taino was a Moshe Rabbeinu. The taino was a Moshe Rabbeinu. That wasn't the type of Muhammad. You see the whole bir over here. Hashem didn't want to send them. It depends how you send them. It depends what they're looking for. If they're looking for the ruchnius, like Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu Betzim was koyvish. It says Avraham Avinu was made a chazaka Eretz Yisrael. How? He taught us how to do it. Mayava Baretz. Go inside. Go into the Teichon HaPnim. Once you take the Teichon HaPnim on your side, the rest is going to collapse. And that's how they should have gone in as well. And then they would have seen a saw tzilam alim. There's nothing to be scared of. Then it's all just sale. But they went into it and they came out with an Amalek, with a clipper, with a psoilus, and they're fighting it properly. So just take out the netzoitzen of Kedusha and then the whole thing collapses. So that's why the tikkun of the end, the tikkun of that is the parasha of tzitzis at the end of the parasha. Because the parasha of tzitzis is the parasha of netzoitzis. Tzitzis is a lashon nitzitz. We discussed that already by Riches, Ari a few times, Kiru, that the whole inyan of tzitzis is to see the nitzitz of kedusha and everything. Tzitzis is a lashon nitzitz. Nitzitz is always the teichen of pnim, the nitzitz of kedusha that you see in everything. On the four compass you have, the four corners you have. Tchelas, says the Gemara Menachos, is Lema Liyam, to the Rukia, to the Kisei HaKovet. In other words, it's to find the Kisei HaKovet, and every matzav, to find every matzav, the Ava Kampis, the Knofis, Ava Kampis, or it's to find the Kisei HaKovet, to find the Ruchni Sikha Toichin, to find the Toichin Ruchni. Tzitzis is the whole idea to find the Toichin Ruchni. He's called the Gemara Menachos, the whole story with the Zoyna. He went to the Zoyna just before he did the Znus, the Gemara Menachos, the Tzitzis slapped him in the face. And from there she became a geyer. She gave a third of her money away to the yeshiva. And pshat is the whole sod. We explained that the whole sod is that every matzah that you're in, you can make of it. There's a toichen aruchni. Even in this mice of going to do znus, there's a toichen aruchni. This woman became a geyer. She had a nitzitz of kedusha in her. The tzitzis were megala and turned this whole story from a mice of znus until she came to the guy and she gave her money to the yeshiva. And the whole story turned into a whole ganze geschäft because he was zeichet to see the toichen aruchni. Whole mitzvah of tzitzis. Is always to see the Torah. If a person sees the Torah and Ruch, that's how he gets rid of every Yitzhahara. It says, that's why the Emes is that they were sent as spies. And we always explain that spies are always looking for the hidden locations. You don't send a spy to find the Knesset. You send the spy to find where the Air Force have a secret underground bunker, I don't know what you call it. But where they keep the hidden things, that's why you send the spy. The whole tachlis of sending spies was to find the toichen aruchni, to find the toichen of Eretz Yisrael, the betoichen. And they came out with psoilas. Psoilas, you don't need spies. Psoilas, you see the clipper. The clipper, you see, it's the toichen aruchni. For the toichen aruchni, you need taka spies. So you send spies and you come back with a chetzoni. You come up with these. I mean, you send the spies to an enemy country, and they come up and they say, "Yeah, we come from Lebanon and we spy the whole Lebanon, and we came to the conclusion that Beirut is the capital." That's why you send spies. We want to know where all the machines are, where all the secret locations, where the nuclear weapons are. You're coming back and you're telling me things that we knew beforehand. A spy has to find the Teichen Ruchni. And that's when that was the whole. So Al Pi Emes Eretz Yisrael, Taka has to be captured by spies. Taka has to be captured. And Yeshua Taka did send spies later in a Tikkun Dekoif. Because spies, to find the Teichen Ruchni, you have to look for spies, you have to do it through spies. But to take spies to find the Luzavay Negev, to find the Psoilus Achitzoin, that was the whole pagam of the Ratlin. And the tikkun of that is through the mitzvah tzitzis. So this whole parasha is a mordekal lesson, posha to teach us how to take on challenges and how to take on the seriousness that a person has in life. There's the thing itself, there's the yitzhahara, the chnesoy, and the whatever it is, there's the thing itself. And then what can I learn out of it? Where's my kibbutz alakim that came from here? A person who has an asoyin, and from that he's mechazik himself, and he gets to unbelievable high levels of davening, of tefillahs through the asoyinus. So he just discovered the teichen aruchni of the asoyin, and then the asoyin falls, and then the asoyin collapses. Everything, if it's an asoyin, if it's a yitzahara, like the Maharanayim says, that why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu send a person ahava for dava osur? Because in that ahava for dava osur, hidden in there, there's an avas Hashem, and it's called an avas Hashem, it's nefulin. And if the person is to go into that ahava in order to discover the avas Hashem that lies deep within that, and then if he turns that whole matzav of ahava to a dava's ra into avas Hashem, so then he's megala the nitzas, and then the whole taiva just collapses. That's the koyach of everything in the Bria. So why collide? Why go head on collision and say it's hard and it's tough and it's difficult and I'm going to fight it? See what the tachlis is. See what the Rebbeinu Shlom is doing. Either he wants you to be miscarved through tefillah, either he wants miscarved through Torah, either he wants miscarved through stamen and nesoyin. People shtag, the whole inner of a nesoyin is lashon nes, because there's something inside that brings out, that comes out and elevates the person. That's the healthy way. And then a person can fight something without even going into, without even dirtying his hands, trying to fight the klippish away, trying to fight the external klippish away, and then everything just collapses. Every person has to know that everything in life, every matzah in life, has a teichen aruchni, and the tachlis of a yid is to be machniyah by extracting it, taking out the teichen. Every yid is a spy in this world, and everything we're doing, we're always looking what's the teichen aruchni. We discussed that's why tzitzis have a chutcheles, because tcheles is tachlis, and everything has a tachlis in it. And if you have a tachlis, then you discover tzitzis, then you discover the nitzis. The tachlis is the nitzis. The tchelis is the tzitzis, the tachlis is the nitzitz. And that tachlis, which is the nitzitz, that's what's going to bring out. And when that comes out, then the person sees how everything just goes, and he sees the toichen aruchni. That's how a person's always got to remember when it comes to nesyonis, to be mevar oichem toich psoilis. not to be mevarer pesulos mitochoichel. Pesulos mitochoichel is a bad way of being mevarer things, because then you're giving too much hisyachasus, you're giving too much attention to the pesulos, and forget, you're giving the pesulos metzias. I'm fighting the pesulos, you're giving him metzias. I'm not talking to the pesulos b'chlam. It's below my dignity. I don't deal with pesulos. I deal with oichel. I want to eat. I want to eat. I want to toichel ruchni. Lo elachem levadi yichiyodam. Okay, kol point moitzav yashem yichiyodam. And that was the begam. Klal Yisrael were in the midbar. Klal Yisrael in the midbar. They only saw the toichel ruchni. Mechatesi, you're going to pesulos b'chlam. You just realize sa tzila me'aleim. Sa tzila me'aleim means that without the toichel apanim, it's just a tzel. It's nothing else. Going back all the way to the Aretz is Toyu Bavoy Bechoshacham Nisam. Aretz is alone. The Gashmi is alone. All these Inyanim alone. They're all Toyu Bavoy Bechoshacham Nisam. And because they're Toyu Bavoy Bechoshacham Nisam, that's why a person must be Mesiachas to them. A person's not Mesiachas to them. A person looks for the Kibbutz of the Kim Li Toyv. Is then the person Zoycha to Yeshuas, Refuas. So it's a whole, it's not just a parish of how to conquer Eretz Yisrael. It's a parish of how to be Machnia Aretz Yisrael. Eretz Canaan is a parish of the limit of the Machniya Eretz Yisrael. That's the Holy Soil, the Kedushas Abris, gives Eretz Yisrael to Kol Yisrael. To see how everything is just an oil and a clipper, which is Chayfif. And it's every even if it looks like an Evan, it's Nimuach. It's the Yisrael, Yaakov Vino, the Evan, it's the Yitzhar, it says, Vaigalas Evan. I feel the Beretz, take out the Beretz, Megala, the Yitzhar, it says, nothing.
Wow.
Basically, knows that means the hidden things. Zidua, the ben of the king, the Zayah, the Loshna, the ben, the son of a king, he can hang around in the base Genozai of the Malka. He can go into the base Genozai of the Malka. It's his father. It could be his one day. He goes into the base, the Avodim and the Sarim, sorry, they can't go into these places. Ben, Shabbos is a Yid, there's a din of a ben. We are Ben Melech and Shabbos. You're allowed to use Shem and Farsim, and according to Rub Shimon, because Shabbos Ayats only for Melochim. Call Yisrael B'nei Melochim here. On Shabbos, we're like a Ben Melech. We're like a Ben Melech, we go into the Beis Ganoza. So Shabbos, when you're Ben Ganoza, Shabbos is the time we go into the Teichon HaPnim. You go into the Teichon HaPnim, that's the Sod of Oichon HaTeich of Tzoyles. Everything in terms of Shabbos like that. Shabbos is not allowed to go out, B'chlo. You see it. Shabbos, the biggest chiluk Shabbos is when you go out. But Shabbos, where Kodesh Baruch Hu takes you inside, you see the inside story. What are you looking for Yitzia? What are you looking for? What are you looking for Chitzonius for? Shabbos is the time of Yitzia. Also, next week's parasha is Chala. Chala is the Rishis. Rishis is always the Shorish. The Shorish of Pnim. This week's parasha, after the Chedem Rav means the Mitzvah of Chala, it says, Gemara brings down, Kedusha Rashi brings down in this week's parasha, that the Mitzvah of Chala didn't wait till after the Nechomas. So the Mitzvah of Chala started straight away. Shuman everything started after the seven Shevashan Meshachibshu, Shevashan Meshachilgu. Mitzvah of Chala, the Kapaz says, Bevayachim and Oretz. It starts as soon as you come. Chala represents the idea of going straight into the Shoyrish, going straight into the Rishis. That's the with that you machnia straight away. That doesn't take 7 years. That's in your machnia straight away. That stuff goes in this week's parasha. Bechor, if you go into the Shoyrish, it means Teuchen Apnim is you go into the Shoyrish of the thing, then you're always finding in your Ruchni. Mitzrayim or Chitzoni, they don't have a Shoyrish. That's the Pechin of Makas Bechoris, the Bechoris died. Yiddish Bechoris from the Skadish. The shorish of everything by Yid is that that's where you find the kedusha. You dove it to the shorish of the lechem is the toichen aruchni of the lechem. You dove it to the shorish of something, that's kedusha, and the rest you don't have.